Hey, I'm Maggie Domingo, and I'm sharing how human design can reveal your true, unique self. It's a personal development tool that provides practical and actionable concepts to be applied to your day-to-day so you can live a more fulfilling and aligned life. And who wouldn't want that? This is the Maggie Domingo Podcast. Hello and welcome back. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. As I mentioned in the previous episode, one of the first questions I get when I tell people about human design is how I found out about it. So in this episode, I'll be sharing the journey that led me to human design and therefore bringing me here to this very moment I am speaking with you. So here we go. I would say that I had less of an ideal educational background. And I mean, less than ideal to me, at least. I've always craved tradition in the sense of like graduate high school, you go to a four-year college, you get a job in the field that you went to school for, you know, you get married, you have the kids and you live happily ever after. I just wanted that. and I'm not going to make myself wrong for it. My path was more like I graduated high school. I went to a community college for 4 years because I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And I think I was scared of committing to a major because that's like a big ask. Then I transferred to a university in Ventura County, California. It's about an hour north of LA. And I majored in environmental science and resource management because one thing that I've always been passionate about was like nature and the environment. And I really wanted my contribution to society to be making the world a better place to live. So I graduated in 2017 and really just kind of closed that chapter of my life that I still look back at quite fondly. I had really amazing research opportunities and I met people that have changed my life in several ways. However, I still had no direction or confidence in what I really wanted to do with this like fresh degree. And, you know, I mean, fresh as in new, not fresh as in cool, even though like I think my degree is cool. So my plan was really to finish out my time working as a student assistant that summer. I had been working in the same department the 3 years that I was there and move back to San Diego, which is where I was born and raised. And I would just figure things out from there. In that summer of 2017, there was some restructuring of positions and I began to work pretty closely with the department's director. You know, still being a student, I was working closely with him. And in our time together, he really began to see what an asset I was. And when a staff position opened up that summer, he suggested I apply for it. And I figured, you know what? It's a full-time job with benefits right out of college. I would be dumb to pass this up. So I applied and, you know, naturally I got it because I'm amazing. Just kidding. And in that staff job, I, you know, continued to work even closer with this director and another position opened up and not even just opened up, like a new position was created in this department. And he was like, hey, if you apply for this position, it's essentially yours. And that was because, again, he knew my value, he knew my work ethic, and he thought that I could really make some moves in this position. So I applied for that position and I got it. And this was really a step up. This was a big girl job. My pay increase from the previous position to this one was 42%. And I was representing the university's department at internal and even external functions. So I'm in this kind of big girl position, but I was still left wondering, like, what the hell are you doing with your life, Maggie? Because although I'll forever be grateful for the opportunities that I had in that department, I wasn't really working in the field that related to my degree in the way that I wanted it to. And I never desired to work in higher education ever. And after my experience in higher education, I will never want to go back. Not to say that higher education is not important because it is, but it's a no for me in terms of working in higher education. There was just no passion in my job. And I felt like I was just going through the motions. I was only in my mid to going towards late 20s. And I knew I wasn't happy or satisfied with where I was in my career or really in my life for that matter. And then the pandemic happened. And I started working from home. And when I worked from home, I realized that one, I don't really need or want the social aspect of working in person to thrive. And two, I freaking loved working from home. I've always been a homebody. I've been someone who's really valued and taken time out to have my alone time. So working from home was like a godsend. I truly was living my best life during the pandemic. Anyway, while I was working from home, I saw an article about how a virtual assistant was making like 8 or 9K months doing what she was doing. And I was like, I have to read more about this. So I read the article and I began following her on Instagram. And it wasn't really a thought in my head that this was something that I was going to pursue. But after being in that online space, just as an observer and not really taking part in anything, it really kind of became my new focus of, okay, I think I want to take this plunge and I want to become a virtual assistant. So I really immersed myself into this virtual assistant world, which became more than I could have ever imagined. This was when I began my internal journey and decided I'm going to quit my 9-to-5 and I'm going to move back home to San Diego with my family to save money as I grow my business. But I knew that being a virtual assistant was not the end game. I knew it was going to be a position that was going to get me to something bigger. I just didn't know what that thing was. I knew I wanted to make a bigger, and still do, you know, want to make a bigger impact in the world and pursue something more deep. I just didn't have that full vision developed for it yet. I didn't know what that catalyst would be to project me into that path, but I knew it existed and I knew I would be on that path one day. So in the online space, I really began to learn about these things that I had never heard of before, like breath work and money wounds and witch wounds, embodiment, emotional freedom technique tapping, also known as EFT tapping, and of course, human design. Now, I've always been someone who's aimed to increase my self-awareness while also figuring out, you know, who I am and what my purpose is in this life. I kept hearing people talk about their human design and saying how they were meant to show up energetically, what their role was, how they best make decisions for themselves individually, and so much more. Needless to say, human design was made for someone like me, and my interest was super piqued. I quickly began to understand the potential that human design could really hold for me. So I did a human design reading last summer, so the summer of 2021, and then later on in the year did another type of call that also incorporated human design to a degree. And I just kept becoming that much more hooked. It was something that never really left my mind, even while bouncing from all of these other, you know, things like embodiment and breath work. Every time I learned more about human design, the more I felt like I was coming home, the more I was becoming aware of how I'd been conditioned, but more importantly, how I can decondition myself to get back to my true self. Every month that was going by towards the end of 2021 and into 2022, I was just diving more into human design, experimenting with what I call the foundational five of human design, which are your human design type, a strategy. I'm going to keep that in the podcast episode. Okay. Your human design type, authority, strategy, signature, and not self theme. And I'll do episodes in the future that go more into each of these concepts. But for now, I'll just kind of give you the very baseline information. So your human design type is basically the role that you're meant to take on in this life. Your authority is your unique decision-making mechanism. Your strategy is how you best interact with outside forces and how you use your energy. And then your signature is what you'll experience or feel when you're really living in alignment with your human design, whereas your not self or your not self theme is basically the opposite of your signature. It's what you're going to experience or feel when you're not living in alignment with your human design and when you're really living through your conditioning. Now, don't even try to tell me that that's not at least a little intriguing. And if it doesn't sound interesting at all to you, then this is not the podcast for you. I'll just say that right now and save you time. So as I dove into my own human design, I was just discovering so much. So right now I'm just going to give you like a little blurb because this does have to do with how I will close this episode. But I discovered that I am a human design generator, which basically means that I have all of this natural access to energy to just do. We are kind of like the worker bees of the world. And that can have a bad rap. And I'll talk about that in a future episode. But I don't look at it as a bad thing that I'm just here to like work and create and build. I think it is a total gift. As you dive into your own human design, you'll be exposed to things that you might initially think are kind of a hindrance to you, or you'd wish that you'd rather not, you know, have that aspect to your human design. But compared to all of the other human design types and their own aspects, everything that falls under your human design is a gift, truly. Sorry, that was like a little side note. So me being a generator basically means that I have this natural access to a lot of energy to build and do and create. And I'm really meant to be following my gut. Now, my gut won't always tell me the why or the how of a decision that it's been made. It only tells me, is it a yes or is it a no? And there's so much that goes into all of this, and I'll share it with you all one day in future episodes. But for now, I'm just giving you all a little peek into what I've been experimenting with within my own human design. So as a generator, I am here to let life come to me and I respond to it from there, really rather than initiating things and trying to make things happen. That's not like a luxury, if you want to call it, for a generator. We're supposed to let life come to us and then our gut will tell us whether it's a yes or a no. It's very interesting stuff. So I am supposed to be doing what lights me up, because because that will ultimately lead me to essentially living my best life. Now, one really big revelation that human design helped me see is that human design itself is something that I'm extremely passionate about. I light up every time I talk about it. Every time I discuss it with someone, they make a comment about how happy I get when I talk about it, or that it's just so clear that it's something that I love. And all of this is true. That feeling that human design gives me was and is my number one indicator as a human design generator that I'm meant to pursue human design as a career, not just a passion. So I really decided to pivot my virtual assistant business to focus on educating and mentoring people on how they can use human design to unearth and root into their true unique selves, because it's something that human design has done for me. And I want to help other people reach the same point. And that's how I got here. That's what's led me to speaking to you in this very moment, wherever you are in time, sharing with you how literally life-changing human design has been for me and can be for you too, if you open yourself up to it. It's really this mechanism for increasing what I like to call, quote unquote, all the selfies, which are self-awareness, self-compassion, self-leadership, self-love, and especially self-trust. I know these things are not like the sexy topics or that you would initially identify as the things that you want most in life, but most everything that you do desire in your life probably leads back to one of those selfies, or can be achieved if you increase one of those selfies within yourself. Now, tying this back to something I said earlier, I wanted to make the world a better place. And I would say that I'm doing that as I step into this role of human design mentor, because I'm helping people see all their potential and all of the possibilities through human design, with the intention that they begin to see the bigger picture to this thing we call life, to see that we can have a real impact and our presence here, even in this very moment, is of importance. I want you to connect to your aligned self, because we're all connected. Together, we raise consciousness, and absolute magical things can grow from that as a result. Now, I said that at the end of every episode, I'm going to give you a question to ponder. So your question to ponder is, what would result in your life by increasing your selfies, which again are self-awareness, self-compassion, self-leadership, self-love, and self-trust? Would you be more confident in your unique self? Would you be more intolerant of the things that don't actually serve you anymore? Would you be more purposeful in how you moved throughout your life? Would you be more you? Just something to think about. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. If it served you in any way, please leave a review so we can continue spreading the word about human design and raise consciousness together.